Welcome to Spiritual Healing Lesson 2. In this lesson, we'll continue to learn why we don't need to fear the wrath of God. Our teacher uses the TELL method, T for think, E for evaluate, L for learn, and L for lead, beginning with T for think.
Is there someone in your life who always has high expectations of you? Too high? Maybe it's your boss who's never satisfied with your work. Maybe you had a parent who always had high goals for you in school. And no matter how hard you tried, your results were never good enough. Or maybe you had a coach who was never satisfied with the way you ran that one play. It can be stressful to try to reach goals. Do you want to ignore people who expect too much? Avoid them? Or even fear those who expect perfection?
Questions like these can really get you thinking. Is it possible to be good enough, even perfect? Our teacher uses the TELL method to explain the story of Abraham tested.
It's often easier to think of ourselves as good enough. Unfortunately, the Lord's standard of good is different than ours. After sinning in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve feared God's wrath because they couldn't be perfect as God commands. In the book of Genesis, Adam says to God, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid." As we consider our lives according to God's perfect standard, we will understand Psalm 53, which says, "There is no one who does good, not even one." The Lord allows good and evil to exist side by side as a result of His undeserved love for us. God's undeserved love is called grace. Instead of dealing with us immediately and justly, God provides a time of grace when we can come to know Jesus and His gift of forgiveness, and then enjoy living in the peace of His forgiving love. In Genesis, God tests Abraham by telling him to sacrifice his son, Isaac, as an offering. Abraham obeys, showing his faith. However, God provides a substitute for Isaac, a ram whose horns were caught in some bushes. This substitution is a picture of Jesus' substitution for us on the cross. He took our place, and instead of us suffering punishment in hell, God gives us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. God tells Abraham that all peoples on earth will be blessed through his descendant. This is a prophecy about Jesus who would save us from our sins. God doesn't want anyone to perish. This is why he sent his son Jesus to be the savior for all. He wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
Our teacher continues to evaluate the meaning and context of the lesson. We no longer fear God because He sent His Son to suffer the consequences of our sins for us.
Jesus left His home in heaven to be born of a virgin as true God and true man. Jesus lived a perfect life, teaching scripture and performing miracles to illustrate His saving message. While on earth, Jesus was tempted in every way, yet He obeyed God's law perfectly, never sinning. Jesus says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me." Jesus was without sin, and He willingly allowed His enemies to condemn Him. When we see Jesus on the cross, we see Jesus being punished for the sins of humankind. God's Son, Jesus, took our place. We call this the Great Exchange. Jesus suffers God's wrath, but we also see God's love for us.
To learn the lesson fully, our teacher identifies the problem and solution and applies it to our lives.
God is very clear that anyone who wants to be a part of His kingdom needs to be holy, just like He is. This creates more than a significant problem for us as human beings. No matter how hard we try, we still do things every day that are not pleasing to God. We sin. Scripture says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The main theme of the lesson is that God provided a substitute. God's Son, Jesus, took our place. The great exchange took place between sinners and Jesus. Jesus obeyed God's commandments perfectly and took the punishment for our sins. We fail, every one of us, to live up to God's expectations. He commands us to live a perfect and sinless life, and we all deserve punishment in hell for eternity. But because of God's love for us, He sent His Son to die for our sins. Now when God looks at us, He no longer sees sins. He sees the perfect, righteous life of Jesus credited to us. We are now perfectly acceptable to God. We don't deserve the blessing of forgiveness, and we can't do anything or be good enough ever to earn God's favor. Jesus is our substitute. Let's review the three problems to overcome in order to enjoy the blessings God intends for us. Ignorance about God, the wrath of God against sinners like us all, and sinful pride that is a part of human nature. We've removed the first problem of ignorance about God. You now know that God is not only a God of justice, but also a God of love. Jesus has removed the second problem, the wrath of God. Jesus is our Savior. You're on the path to a healthy relationship with God. You now know His two sides, His wrath and His love. God is not angry with you, so there's no reason for you to be angry with Him.
Continue with lesson 3 to learn about sinful pride, the third problem that stands in the way of a good relationship with God. We hope you'll lead family, friends, and people you meet to join our Bible study. You will be blessed and be a blessing to others seeking peace.